The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Susan Dellinger from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next hour, I'll be reading to you from Oprah Magazine, August 2019, Volume 20, Number 8, and this is the third of five installments this month. On the cover, Oprah is sporting jeans and a baby blue and white striped poplin shirt. She's sitting on the back of a 1966 Austin Healey convertible against a backdrop of an Italian coastal village. The big wide O for Oprah Magazine sits on a red rectangle in the upper left-hand corner of the cover. And let's start off this third installment with from the Let's Eat section of the magazine, a monthly article called Fast or Fancy, and this month it's a clam bake. We're looking down at the top of like a picnic table, rough-hewn weathered boards with bowls of lobster and purified butter and clams and corn on the cob. This steamed seafood feast from Chef Will Horowitz, author of Salt Smoke Time, will bring a taste of Long Island to any alfresco soiree. And the fancy version. Cooking your assortment of shellfish, corn, and potatoes in cheesecloth packets makes for an impressive presentation, while duck adds succulence and elegance to the mix. This is the North Fork Clam Bake. It makes six servings for a total time of 1 hour. Scrub and clean 2 dozen little neck clams, 1 dozen steamer or soft shell clams, and 2 dozen mussels. Cut cheesecloth into 4 8-inch by 8-inch squares and pile one with clams, one with mussels, and one with 1 dozen small red potatoes, and the last with one medium duck, about 4 pounds, that's been quartered. Tie cheesecloth squares to create 4 packets. Line the bottom of a large stock pot, 30 to 45 quarts, with a quarter of 5 pounds total of rockweed or bladderwrack seaweed. Many seafood markets will order it for you if they don't already carry it. Add potato and duck packets, another layer of seaweed, clam and mussel packets, and more seaweed. On top, nestle 6 1¼-pound lobsters or large blue crabs, a cheaper alternative, and 6 ears of corn shucked, then final layer of seaweed. In center of seaweed, place 1 large russet potato and cover the pot, using a plate or a brick to keep the lid tightly closed. Cook over medium-high heat until potato is fork tender, 40 to 50 minutes. Serve family style along with 2 sticks of unsalted butter, melted and divided, for dipping, and 3 lemons cut into wedges. Now that's the fancy version. Let's read the fast version. One and done. Cheesecloth packets look cool on the table and can stop smaller shellfish from falling to the bottom of the pot, where the extra heat could overcook them. But you don't need them for success. Line the bottom of your pot with seaweed and dump in the potatoes, duck, clams, and mussels in that order. Then add the lobsters and corn and top it off with more seaweed and the lid. And there are a couple of tips here. A small chicken works as well as duck, or you can skip the poultry altogether for a solely seafood spread. No foul, no harm. And if you have leftovers, chop remaining clam and lobster meat and mix with lemon juice, mayonnaise, salt, pepper, and a touch of paprika. Spoon onto a buttered, toasted hot dog bun, and you're ready to roll. And now, let's head over to the reading room. The review we're getting ready to read is called Time and Again, The Past Still Echoes in Colson Whitehead's Sonorous Latest Work. And the book that we're reviewing is called The Nickel Boys. Colson Whitehead's The Nickel Boys begins with a plain metaphor for the historical novel, the excavation of a burial ground. Present-day students from the University of South Florida discover the site on the campus of the recently shuttered Nickel Academy, an all-boys reform school that is actually that in actuality was a torture chamber of vicious beatings, rape, exploitation, and murder. Here a pattern emerges for the remainder of this story, toggling between the past, the epicenter of the boys' trauma, and the future, where they'll suffer its aftershocks. Quote, "It wasn't far off at all," end of quote, the prologue says, of the horrors of the school. Quote, "Never will be," end of quote. This is Whitehead's first book since 2016's The Underground Railroad, which won the Pulitzer Prize in the National Book Award and was an Oprah's book club pick. Again, he's wrestling with American history's reverberations, but instead of a Cora fleeing chattel slavery, we meet Elwood Curtis, a teenager in a black neighborhood of Tallahassee in the early 1960s. Elwood is a rectitudinous idealist who walks around with Martin Luther King Jr.'s sermons about dignity and self-respect in his head. He's too decent for his own good, and in the Jim Crow South, a black boy need merely be alive for trouble to find him, as it does when Elwood hitches a ride to attend class at a nearby college. The car is stolen, the driver black, and when police stop them, Elwood's innocence can't save him. Condemned to Nickel, Elwood befriends his classmate Turner, a charming cynic hip to every tale, ahead of every rumor, perpetually exasperated, but discernibly tender despite himself. Together, they bear witness to the school's cruelties and the wider community that props up the whole endeavor. While Turner attempts to survive his sentence unnoticed, Elwood's thwarted optimism makes him restless until finally he hatches a plan to bring down the academy, accelerating the final portion of the book into a thrilling and tragic climax. Since its moral concern is multi-generational anguish, the sense of mourning in the Nickel Boys is subvisceral, not detached, but restrained. One character thinks late in the book, quote, "The boys could have been many things had they not been ruined by that place. They had been denied even the simple pleasure of being ordinary," end of quote. The invocation is Faulknerian, the novel's pained eye landing where we'd least like it, on ourselves. We are called to remember, quote, "The past is never dead. It's not even past," end of quote. The next review is of the book Speaking of Summer by Kalisha Buchanan. The review is entitled My Sister, Myself. A fearless new work of fiction explores a troubled woman's quest to be heard. Speaking of Summer, the genre-bending fourth novel by Kalisha Buchanan, starts as a missing person thriller set in Harlem, with protagonist Autumn frantically searching for her twin Summer. On closer inspection, though, the mystery at the core of the story is whether we can count on Autumn's version of events, or whether a childhood trauma continues to cloud her ability to see things as they are. Novels of psychological suspense often employ unreliable narrators. Think Gone Girl or Shutter Island. But Buchanan, who's also known for her work as an on-air true crime expert, employs the device not to keep readers off balance, but rather to evoke Autumn's fragility and raise universal questions about mental illness, racism, and love. At the beginning of the book, we wonder whether the police aren't pursuing Summer's case because she is neither white nor rich. By the end, though, it's Autumn's plight that concerns us. Though her life has been composed of a, quote, "Vesuvian rush of misunderstood moments and hurtful enigmas," end of quote, can she transcend her circumstances? Or as Buchanan's fiercely astute novel puts it, quote, "Why do we end up where we do, and how do we change the ending?" End of quote. And the final review that we'll read in this installment is of the book Very Nice by Marcy Dermansky. The review is entitled At Wit's End, A Shrewd Storyteller's Latest is a Comedy of No Manners. In her subtly riotous new novel, Very Nice, Marcy Dermansky weaves a web that ensnares a hodgepodge of peculiar personalities, among them Zahid, a Pakistani novelist and professor, the next Salman Rushdie, struggling to write a second book, his student and dog walker Rachel, with whom he has a fling. Rachel's mother, Becca, a Connecticut divorcee with whom Zahid also has a fling. And Chloe, a lesbian financial analyst, subletting Zahid's apartment in New York and sleeping with his editor. Watching these not-so-nice oddballs orbit one another is like rubbernecking an accident, and, oh God, oh no, marvel. The author of four novels, including 2016's The Red Car, Dermansky has cultivated a style marked by humor so dry it threatens to ignite on the page. The assured deadpan prose belies the characters' chaotic inner lives. It's a precarious balance, but Dermansky uses deft plotting and absurdist ironies to both shock readers and probe psychological nuances. Becca, for instance, is an elementary school teacher whose classroom was held hostage by a gunman, an ex-student. Rachel, currently a summer camp counselor, is invited into the family home of the would-be shooter, whose precocious little sister attends the camp and leaves with a new appreciation for her own mom. Later, Rachel muses in true Dermansky fashion, quote, "Soon I would go back to college. I might even take a psychology course," end of quote. Very Nice is a wickedly fun and emotionally potent farce about the often frustrating fluidity of our relationships to one another and ourselves. Along the way, Dermansky skewers Wall Street and the Iowa Writers' Workshop. Students, quote, "tried so hard and wanted so much praise," end of quote, but a real battleground is the beating heart. And now we'll head from books back to some recipes. In the first installment, we started reading recipes for the special feature this month, Pie Oh My. And we have finished the recipes for the Thai iced tea pie and the King Fluffernutter pie. And so now we're going to hear the recipes for purple plum pie and maple blueberry pie. Also, in the first installment, we read detailed instructions for making the pie dough. Now, here's the purple plum pie. This makes one 9.5-inch deep dish pie with a total time of 7 hours, which includes resting and chilling. Here are the ingredients: a deep dish single crust pie dough, 1 cup of freeze-dried blueberries, 7 sheets of graham crackers, 5 tablespoons of unsalted butter softened, 1 large egg, 1 tablespoon of light corn syrup, 3 ounces of white chocolate melted, 5.5 cups, about 2.5 pounds, Italian prune or Empress plums, pitted, sliced, and frozen. 2 cups of blueberries, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of tapioca starch, 2 tablespoons of corn starch, 1 cup of granulated sugar, 1/8 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1 tablespoon of meringue powder, 1 2/3 cup confectioner's sugar, red and blue food coloring as needed. And here are the instructions. To make the topping in a food processor, mix freeze-dried blueberries until finely ground, about 30 seconds. Add graham crackers, butter, egg, corn syrup, and white chocolate. Process until a thick paste forms. On a parchment paper-lined baking sheet, use a spatula to evenly spread blueberry graham paste inside an 8.5-inch circle. Place in freezer until frozen solid at least 4 hours. Next step, roll the dough into 1/8-inch thick circle. Place in a 9.5-inch deep dish pie plate and crimp the edges. Refrigerate for at least 20 minutes. Meanwhile, preheat oven to 350 degrees. Spray one side of an 18-inch piece of aluminum foil with cooking spray. Completely line crust with foil, sprayed side down. Fill pan with 6 cups of pie weights or dried beans and bake until light golden brown, 40 to 50 minutes. Remove the weights in the foil. In a colander placed inside a large bowl to collect the juice, thaw the plums and set aside. In a food processor, puree blueberries and pour into a measuring cup. Add vanilla, lemon juice, and enough plum juice to make 1.5 cups. Pour into a medium saucepan. Stir in starches, sugar, salt, and cinnamon. Bring to a boil to thicken into a dark, transparent gel. Remove from heat and fold in thawed plums. Transfer mixture to pie crust. Remove blueberry graham disc from freezer and peel off parchment. Carefully place the disc on the surface of filled pie, smooth side up. Cover pie crust edges with foil or pie shield and bake on medium oven rack until topping puffs a bit, browns slightly, and sets about 35 minutes. Remove from oven and on a rack, let cool completely at least 4 hours. Meanwhile, make the icing. Whisk meringue powder with 2 tablespoons plus 1 teaspoon of water until dissolved. Add confectioner's sugar and gently stir to moisten sugar. Using a mixer on medium-high speed, beat until it holds stiff peaks. Add food coloring, 1 or 2 drops at a time, and stir to incorporate. Add 1/2 teaspoon of water at a time until icing has the consistency of honey. Across the top of pie, fling spoonfuls of icing. Serve at room temperature. Store leftovers covered at room temperature for up to 3 days. And now here's the maple blueberry pie. And this has a big latticework top. This makes 1 9.5-inch deep dish pie. A total time of 6 hours includes resting and chilling. Here are the ingredients. Double dish, double crust pie dough, 1 medium Granny Smith apple, 1/4 cup plus 3 tablespoons of sugar, 1/8 teaspoon of salt, 1/8 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of maple extract, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 1/4 cup plus 2 teaspoons of maple syrup, 6 cups of fresh blueberries, 2 tablespoons plus 1 teaspoon finely ground quick cooking tapioca, such as minute, 1 large egg yolk, 1 tablespoon of heavy cream. Use about 60% of pie dough to create one disc, then divide remaining dough into 2 equal discs. Roll out largest disc to 15 inches, 1/8 inch thick. Circle and press into a 9.5-inch deep dish pie plate. Don't trim the edges. And refrigerate. To make the design lattice top, roll out 1 small disc into a roughly 8-inch by 11-inch 1/16 inch thick rectangle and place on a parchment-lined cutting board. Dust a wood grain fondant impression mat like NY Cakes $22 impression mat, and you can go to nycake.com. Dust that with flour and place design side down on top of dough rectangle. Carefully move rolling pin across the length of the dough with even pressure. Leave mat on dough and refrigerate until firm, about 15 minutes. Peel off impression mat. Repeat with remaining dough rectangle using a ruler and a pizza wheel or knife. Cut each dough rectangle into 2 3.5-inch by 11-inch strips and refrigerate until pie assembly. To make a simple lattice crust instead, cut dough into strips immediately after rolling into rectangles. For the filling, peel apple and grate using coarse holes of a box grater. Squeeze to remove as much juice as possible. To a large saucepan, add grated apple, sugar, salt, cinnamon, maple extract, lemon juice, and maple syrup. Over medium heat, stir until sugar dissolves, about 3 minutes. Stir in blueberries to coat, cover saucepan, and turn heat to low. After 5 minutes, uncover and gently stir in tapioca. Continue cooking for an additional 10 minutes, stirring with a gentle folding motion every 1 to 2 minutes. Remove from heat and cool for 15 minutes, gently stirring twice. Pour into chilled pie shell. Place chilled dough strips on top of pie, forming a simple four-plank lattice. Press bottom and top crust edges together to seal, rotating pie as you go. Trim excess dough, roll edge under, and crimp decoratively. Freeze for 20 minutes. Preheat oven to 425 degrees. In a small bowl, stir yolk and heavy cream together until combined. Brush egg wash over pie. If using wood grain design, make sure impressed areas are filled with wash. Place on bottom oven rack and immediately lower temperature to 400 degrees. After 15 minutes, add foil or a pie shield and rotate pie. Bake an additional 40 minutes, rotating again halfway to brown evenly. Blueberry liquid should be barely bubbling at the edges. Remove from oven, place on a cooling rack, and cool to room temperature before slicing and serving. Store leftovers covered at room temperature for up to 3 days. Well, we've finished off the pie recipes. Now let's move to the refresh section of the magazine. Friends with Health Benefits is the headline, and we have a picture here of a couple of women decked out in gym wear. One's high-fiving to the other. When it comes to working out, there may be strength in numbers. A recent study in the journal Mayo Clinic Proceedings looked at the activity habits of 8,577 participants and found that those who played team and partner sports added more years to their lives than solo exercisers. Tennis was linked to the biggest lifespan increase, 9.7 years, followed by badminton, 6.2 years, and soccer, 4.7 years, while jogging added 3.2 years, and the gym, just 1.5. The authors suspect that the physical and mental benefits of connecting with other humans contributed to the longevity boost. Not used to being a team player? Try taking group exercise classes instead of working out alone, or join a running or cycling club. The more the merrier, and maybe the healthier. Another perk of fitness buddies. Research shows that people push themselves harder and longer when working out with a partner who challenges them. And still in the refresh section, when we turn the page, we're looking down at two salad bowls, and they just have a plethora of colorful, varied ingredients. And the heading is Good and Plenty. Salads don't have to leave you wanting for more. For proof, just search hashtag Big Ass Salad on Instagram. To build a bowl that's as satisfying as it is healthy, follow these tips from Kate Mead, author of Big Salads. And there are three tips: mix, textures, and temperatures. Try adding roasted nuts or seeds for crunch, smashed avocado for creaminess, or crisp raw vegetables alongside tender cooked ones for yummy contrast. And though heat will wilt delicate greens, a sturdier salad can, for a change of taste, be topped with a warm dressing like a tahini or a vinaigrette. The second tip, think filling, not filler. Be sure to include protein. Lean meats, tofu, and chickpeas are good sources, and fats like olive and avocado oil. Research shows they may increase your feeling of satisfaction. Ingredients that offer plenty of both macronutrients, salmon, tuna, eggs, and those temptingly textured nuts and seeds. And our third and final tip, say yes to seasoning. Restaurants know how to make salads sing by simply sprinkling pepper and salt onto raw veggies before adding toppings. Steal their trick and let your array of fresh ingredients pop without drowning them in dressing. And on a sidebar, under the big number 1/2, and we see a hand with a tube of liquid being, of lotion being squeezed into it. 1/2. At best, that's how much of the recommended amount of sunscreen most of us use per the American Academy of Dermatology. And that's risky. A recent study in the British Journal of Dermatology found that during a week-long sunny getaway, the quantity participants typically applied on their forehead, shoulders, chest, and arms led to daily sunburn. While few of us enjoy the lobster look or its accompanying soreness, the real problem is that a burn signifies DNA damage, which increases cancer risk. To stay safe, study author Anthony Young, PhD, likes this general rule. 1 generous teaspoon each for your front torso, back, and each leg, and a heaping 1/2 teaspoon each for your face, neck, and each arm. And be sure to reapply every 2 hours in the sun to avoid seeing red. And across the bottom of the page, dial it back. Here's how to put your phone on vacation mode. Attention travelers, disconnecting from your devices allows you to more fully appreciate your surroundings and companions. Easier said than done, we know, but this advice can help you plug into your time off. And there are 3 ways to do this. The first one, lock it down. Consider setting your screen with a message or image that'll stop you from swiping, says David Greenfield, PhD, a psychiatry professor at the University of Connecticut School of Medicine and founder of the Center for Internet and Technology Addiction. A phrase like, "You're on vacation, remember?" or a photo of the lake you should be enjoying can jolt you out of autopilot, which is often our mindset when we reach for our phones. The second way, schedule screen time. Try to limit yourself to 1 text session per day, ideally between 3 and 5 p.m. Journalist Catherine Price, author of How to Break Up with Your Phone, says, quote, "Checking your device when you wake up will hijack your morning, and blue light before bed may affect your sleep," end of quote. A late afternoon scroll will keep you and your phone from getting too cozy since dinner plans wait. And finally, hold your picks. Price and Greenfield both suggest resisting the temptation to treat your trip like a performance. Why? Greenfield says, quote, "When you're posting, you're not actually present where you are," end of quote. Translation? In order to appreciate your fabulous travel buddies and scenery, say, "See ya, hashtag Latergram," to your followers. We have a couple of more pages in the refresh section, and this one is Wake Up Call. Oprah's favorite breakfast brings just enough spice to her morning. And there's a picture of Oprah in her kitchen with her house manager, Eddie, Chef Eduardo Chavez, standing behind her, and she's looking over with pleasant delight this recipe for her favorite breakfast. Oprah says, "My wonderful house manager, Eddie, Chef Eduardo Chavez, makes the best drinks in the world, but he also cooks with a special touch. He likes to say that all the food he makes for me must be sexy, by which he means it gets a spicy kick. In the case of my new favorite egg dish, which we call, what else, sexy eggs, Fresno peppers give a little heat to a beautiful medley of fresh green vegetables, savory mushrooms, and aromatic herbs. Make it for breakfast or lunch. Either way, you'll be seduced by the delicious flavors and textures." And here's the recipe. Eddie's sexy eggs. This makes 1 serving with a total time of 30 minutes, and here are the ingredients. 2 slices of turkey bacon, 8 fresh peas, shelled, or 2 ounces frozen, 1 large egg, 1 teaspoon of olive oil, 1 garlic clove cut into 3 pieces, 4 ounces baby shiitake mushrooms sliced, 2 asparagus spears cut on a diagonal into 1-inch pieces, kosher salt, ground black pepper, 1 green onion cut on a diagonal into 1-inch pieces, white part only, 2 snow peas, each cut into 3 pieces, 4 quarter-inch slices from 1 Fresno or jalapeno chili, 4 ounces of baby spinach, 4 ounces of frisée torn into bite-sized pieces, 1 teaspoon of white vinegar, 4 basil leaves torn in half, 4 mint leaves, 1 ounce shaved pecorino or Parmesan cheese, truffle zest, one of Oprah's 2016 favorite things, $15 at sabatinotruffles.com. And here are the instructions. Preheat oven to 375 degrees. On a foil-lined baking sheet, place bacon and cook until crisp, about 8 minutes. Let cool and cut into small pieces. For fresh peas, bring a small pot of salted water to a boil. Add the peas and cook for 2 minutes, then transfer to a bowl of ice water and drain well. For frozen peas, add to a small bowl of cold water and let sit for 5 minutes and then drain well. In a small pot, bring water to a boil, add the egg, and cook covered for 7 minutes. Remove from heat. In a small skillet, over medium heat, warm oil. Add garlic, mushrooms, and asparagus. Saute for 3 minutes. Add a sprinkle of salt and pepper. Then add onions, snow peas, peas, and chili slices and saute for 1 minute. Add spinach and frisée. Saute for 30 seconds. Then add vinegar. Remove from heat, add basil and mint, toss to combine, and season to taste with salt and pepper. Peel the egg. Transfer the vegetables to a plate, add bacon and cheese, and top with the egg. Over the egg, sprinkle truffle zest seasoning and pepper to taste. Oprah says, "Everyone knows I love bread, but protein keeps me full. I can get even more of it by adding an extra egg." And finally, in Refresh, we have some items to look for when we're shopping to improve our summer running. Your 5K training has never looked so good. The first item is a sports bra. Hold, please. This high-impact bra sports all the bells and whistles, including stitch-free edges for maximum comfort, built-in gel-like substance that magically stiffens when you speed up for more support, and half sizes for when a straight medium is just meh. It's shown here in a dark teal with a red lining and that racer back. It is from Pure Moves Sports. Excuse me. You can get it at Reebok.com. It's $60, and it is by Pure Moves Sports. The second item is headed Mind the Cap. No need to be a hothead. This eye-popping topper, which is a hot pink baseball hat, is fitted with an interior mesh sweatband to wick away rogue moisture. Baller hat, $38 at lulumon.com. The third item are some wrist weights that look like expandable cuff bracelets with vertical sections, and they're shown here in pink and lavender. Join the resistance. These 1-pound wrist weights, available in chic colors like blush and matcha, will make your run a bit tougher and your arms a bit more Michelle Obama. $49 per pair at balabangles.com. The fourth item under the heading Mainframes are sunglasses. How can you achieve race pace if your sunglasses keep slipping? These futuristic Oakleys feature grippy nose and temple pads to free you from readjusting sweaty specs. EV0 Ascend in Prism Road. They are $173, and you can go to Oakley.com to get them. And they look like ski goggles without the frame, frameless, and they have this ombre pattern that goes from, you know, kind of a deep purple to red to orange to green, and that's in a vertical. So one eye is the lavender going to pink, and then the other eye is the orange, yellow, and green. And it has a black nose grip, the grippy nose grip, and then white temples. Now the next item you must be soaking. There are post-run baths, and then there are post-run baths steeped in a spa-worthy blend of eucalyptus and peppermint oils, aloe vera, and Dead Sea salt. Ready, set, sink in. Muscle and Joint Relief Bath Salts, $25 at asutra.com. And they're in a white jar, and they show them here. They're lavender salt crystals. And finally, footnotes. This light-as-a-feather sneaker won't feel like lead even after mile 7, 8, or 9. And its rubberized foam midsole offers more cushion when you're pushing for 10. Mach 2 in medieval blue Very Berry, $140 at hoka11.com. And that's all spelled out. It has a navy blue dense mesh topper over a pink and peachy sole. And this month's Love That is the denim buying guide. And the first page of Love That, we are looking at some butt-boosting denim, kind of a full-figured woman, deep, deep indigo blue. We're looking at her from the back, and she's got a hand in her right rear pocket. And these jeans have the indigo top stitching, and she is wearing a washed denim jacket with that. The bottom line is the heading. Finding the perfect pair of butt-enhancing jeans can be a pain in the you-know-what, but with modern fabrics, clever cuts, and optical illusions, denim design has come a long way. And oh, creative director Adam Glassman's team tried on more than 150 pairs to select the most flattering styles out there. You're sure to find a pair or two or three to love, along with plenty of tips and tricks to maximize your assets. Booty School is now in session. These jeans are from NYDJ, and they're Curves 360 Boost. They're $129 at nydj.com. And when we turn the page, the heading says boosting benefits. You can squat your way to high, round rear, or you can pick a smart style that does the lifting and plumping for you. And we have a before and after picture here from flat to fab. And the before picture, we're looking at the back of a woman in some kind of medium gray jeans and a gray t-shirt. And she's got kind of a flat derriere. And the after picture, we see her in some washed denim, which gives her a nice rounded look. And she's got on this leopard print black and white blouse. Karis Hinch, 42. The problem? This mom of four's bottom is on the flat side, and she goes for roomy fits that tend to create a pancake posterior. The upgrade, the high rise and stretch in these Veronica Beard skinnies, give Karis a bubblier bottom and the comfort she craves. The result? Karis says, quote, I didn't think it was me when I looked in the mirror. My waist was small, and then boom, they've changed my outlook from behind. The jeans are from Veronica Beard Debbie High Rise Skinny, and they're $248 at veronicabeard.com. The leopard print blouse is from ALC, and it's $365. The anatomy of a boosting jean is shown below that. A glimpse at NYDJ's elevated design and some figure-flattering features to look for. So we have, we're looking not straight from behind, but a little bit off to the side at a pair of NYDJ jeans. The hand-sanded wash is softly faded in all the right places. The pockets are strategically centered on the seat. and a special interior back panel has a lifting effect, while the inverted seams highlight curves. So what we have here is the classic yoke on the back of the jean, which is that little bit of fabric that's below the waistband and usually comes down in a bit of a V at the center seam on the back. This one swoops a little more. It's kind of a curved V so that it gives more of a rounded look above the cheeks. And then there's another little section, almost like a gusset or an extra bit of yoke, that curves down from just above the center of the cheek towards the side seam. And now we have on the sidebar here a kick in the pants. Back pockets are like real estate. They're all about location, location, location. Oh, and size too. When they're ample embellished and fall in that sweet spot at the roundest part of the cheeks, not too high or low, they instantly build up your bum. The first pair here is from Lucky Brand, Ava Skinny. They're $99, and they have small embroidered roses at the top of the pocket. The second pair shown here has extra stitching. They're from Mahi Presto, and they're $263. And so what they have towards the outside upper edge of the pocket is a swoop that kind of creates a corner. The third pair, button flaps from Gloria Vanderbilt Kick Boot, and this is a pointed button flap. They're $44 at Kohl's. And then finally, sequins, silver sequins in kind of a starburst pattern that go, you know, sort of half of a starburst pattern. They go from the top of the pocket to about midway. Avenue 5 Pocket Girlfriend with back pocket embroidery, $65 at avenue.com. There are some tips from Adam across the bottom of the page. These trusty tactics will help you make the most of your dressing room experience, and there are 8 tips. 1, start your shopping journey in the morning. You'll be fresher and less likely to lose steam and less likely to buy impulsively. 2, take an honest friend along. Another perspective will only aid you in your decision-making process. 3, have that buddy take pictures of you from different angles in all your prospective pairs. You'll get a 360-degree view and can then zero in on your faves. 4, don't let penny lines cloud your judgment. Wear seamless underwear so your silhouette is completely smooth. 5, move around to see how the jeans look and feel. Walk a bit to check for bunching, bend over, and sit to be sure nothing is spilling out. 6, bring heels or the shoes you'll pair with your jeans most often. Then you'll know whether the hem needs any tailoring. 7, stick to something basic on top so the focus stays on the jeans. A solid tank, a tee, a bodysuit, or button down won't distract you. And finally, number 8, grab 3 sizes for the fitting room. Brands size differently, so don't get stuck on a particular number. And now we have a guide with 6 examples here. It's all in the yoke. Sure, things like pockets, stitching, fading, and fabric construction are important, but here's the secret weapon for a great fitting pair of jeans, the yoke. What is a yoke, you ask? It's the part of your jeans located right under the waistband. It's often V-shaped and carves out curves. And the first one, universally flattering, is the soft V. The classic shape, it defines the bottom, and the diagonal angle helps slenderize the waist. These medium dark jeans with gold top stitching are from Warp & Weft CDG, and they're $98 at warpweftworld.com. For perking up, you need a deep yoke. And these are some very washed, pale blue Levi's Wedgie Fit, $98 at levi.com. Extra space between the waistband and the bottom of the yoke boosts a low or saggy behind. Just make sure the seam hits at the hip bone. And the next one, a straight yoke, for making hips more prominent. These are great for those with narrow hips. This yoke will widen the sides of your butt for a more voluptuous look. And these are a real dark wash jeans, ANA skinny jeans, $44 at jcpenney.com. For adding curves, the sweetheart yoke. The soft bend brings out the roundness of the rear, a good choice for those with smaller bottoms. So this yoke is curves down at the side seams, then up over the cheeks, and then curves down towards that middle seam. These are Vintage America Fab Skinny, $70 at Zappos.com. For a full effect, triangular. And this pair of black jeans is shown without pockets and has kind of a deep V. And this yoke doesn't go all the way to the side seams. It starts just a couple of inches in on the backside and goes down a good 3.5-4 inches below the waist. So this is a steep angle that draws the eye to the most sizable part of the rear. These are from AG, the Isabel X, $245 at agjeans.com. And then finally, for all around oomph, the inverted arc. These are skinny jeans, the Every Curve High Rise Skinny, $90 at shopskinnygirl.com. This is a very deep V yoke on kind of a medium dark jean with a white top stitching. The pockets are kind of low, and then it's got that extra little bit of yoke, almost like a gusset, from on the sides. So you get kind of a deep low yoke with an extra yoke or gusset that's just a that gives you more of a swoop that goes down over the cheeks towards the sides. And on the next page, under the heading Slim Pickings, the mission that's possible to look a size smaller in jeans that upgrade your butt and balance your silhouette in all the right places. Streamlined style, our before and after is Tatiana Edward. She's 27, and she's a heavyset woman, and in the first picture, she's got baggy, ripped, faded jeans. In the second picture, the after picture, she has skinny-legged, form-fitting, very dark indigo jeans. She's wearing a red blouse with elastic at the wrist that gives a big ruffle at above the hands. The problem, there are days when Tatiana wants to embrace her butt and days when she wants to downplay it. Her old baggy jeans do neither. They hide her shape and make her look bigger than she is. The upgrade? Eloquii's fitted jeans cradle Tatiana's frame from front to back thanks to extra resilient stretch. The result? She says, they smooth me out, work with my hips, and give me the flatter stomach I want. The jeans are $50 at Eloquii.com, and she's also wearing some strappy sandal heels with these. Now let's look at the straight and narrow. Count on a slenderizing, no-gape, slim fit from hips to ankles with superior stretch. And we have four pairs of jeans here. The first are some washed jeans. A high waist and key pocket placement give the illusion of a trimmer backside. These are Talbot's High Waist Straight Leg. They're $95 at Talbots.com. Look lean in comfy curve huggers with shading down the thigh, so they're a little more washed over the butt. Denim Kimmy Straight, $199 at sevenforallmankind.com. And it's got a little gold sort of swoopy stitch on the small pockets on the back. Forget muffin top. A front control panel pulls you in, refining your shape. Soma Style Essentials Slimming 5 Pocket, $75 at soma.com. And these are slightly washed with a little wear pattern on the butt and kind of a large pocket. And then finally, Hidden Fit technology minimizes your stomach area but won't smush your tush. Chico's So Slimming Girlfriend, $99 at chicos.com. These are a dark, unwashed looking, very dark indigo five pocket with kind of a short yoke at the back and gold top stitching. Now, Flared with Flare. No matter what your size, a style that gets wider from the knee down never fails to give you a more symmetrical hourglass look. So we have four pairs of flared jeans. The first is a very washed, worn flare with a side slit and kind of a skinny pocket on the back that has a horizontal stitching right down the middle. This high rise elongates, plus pockets play up your behind. Rag and Bone Nina High Rise Boot Flares, $225, rag-bone.com. The next pair of jeans is a dark indigo with crisp gold stitching. The flare is subtle, and the special fabric in front flattens your belly. Lane Bryant Boot Jean with Tighter Tummy, $80, lanebryant.com. And that's just a classic kind of squarish pocket with a point on the bottom. Now, the next pair, the pockets sit high to help boost your backside. These are from Lee Jeans. They're the Heritage High-Rise Skinny Flare, so it's got a bit of a flare. It's a dark indigo with a little bit of wash across the butt and the thighs, and the pocket is kind of tapered in, so it's almost like an upside-down, well, almost bell shape. And these are $27 at Lee.com. And then finally, a very dark indigo with a dark top stitching in sizes 00 to 40. They have both structure and stretch. Universal Standard Seva High Rise Flare, $90. UniversalStandard.com. And in Oh Beautiful, we now have Shadow Play. Need some fresh ideas for a redecorating project or a table setting at your next dinner party? Look no further than the Eye Makeup Palette. You'll find striking, sometimes unexpected shade combos dreamed up by cosmetics company experts who know a thing or two about color theory and all things pretty. The inspiration is Dior Three Colors Tree Oblique Eyeshadow Palette in Coral Canvas. And the three colors here are from a medium brown with a shimmer to almost like a latte beige with a shimmer and a peachy pink with a shimmer. Color Your World, a stunning gown from the Christian Dior Cruise 2020 collection. This is a brown gown with lighter brown and cream color and peachy pink medallion designs on it. It has a bit of a tunic neckline and a fitted waist, a gathered skirt, a border design at the hem of the full-length skirt, and sheer sleeves. Neutral territory, it says. Pink can feel fresh when partnered with brown and sand tones. Dior celebrity makeup artist Daniel Martin says, quote, all the basics, a dark, a light, and an accent shade are here, giving women room to be creative with color. What makes them work together seamlessly is that they share a warm undertone, end of quote. Take this exotic floaty dress, for example. The color combo of the print easily translates from bizarre to brunch. And Daniel Martin says these are colors that many skin tones can wear. The next color combo is called Green Light. A trio of related shades, emerald, olive, and teal, comes to life with an assist from a hue on the opposite side of the color wheel, using a peachy shade as the base, as in the Charlotte Tilbury quad in the bedroom pictured, allows the green to be rich and an elegant accent. Quote, when creating my Rebel palette, I was inspired by the hypnotizing looks from the fun hedonistic 70s and 80s, end of quote, says Tilbury, a celebrity makeup artist and founder of a eponymous brand. She goes on to say, quote, the lighter color gives the darker greens some dimension, end of quote. And the room has pale coral walls and dark green draperies and bedskirt with a coral band. And the Charlotte Tilbury cosmetic compact has four colors of eyeshadow, a peachy beige, an emerald, a deep teal, and an olive green, all with a little bit of a shimmer to them. And that's $53 at Charlotte Tilbury. And our final inspiration is the L'Oreal Paris Color Riche Pocket Palette Eyeshadow in Violet Amour, $10 at drugstores. And the colors are a shimmery bright pink with a little bit of a purple overtone, a lavender that shimmers, a violet, and a deep plum that's a matte. Layers of texture, the natural slope of flower petals and plants bring added interest to a monochromatic palette. Purple Rain. Sticking to one color family allows traditional accent shades like violet to become the star player. Aurea Light Vice President, L'Oreal Paris Global Marketing Product Development and Beauty Innovation says, quote, "You're mixing complementary variations of the same color, but you're still able to achieve some depth," end of quote. The trick? Use the lightest or darkest shade as your base and accent with the other hues. And they show a table setting here with this deep violet in the tablecloth. They have white china with gold rims. And then they have flowers. They have an orchid that's white with lots of these violet colors in the petal. And then they have some lilies with this same kind of violet color and more gold accents. And we've run out of time for today's episode of Oprah Magazine. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Susan Dellinger, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.